We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the guy.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening? America, how y'all feel today?
Man.
I mean, what an existence. What an existence in this country.
Yesterday
was the culmination of years and years of letting white privilege and white entitlement go too far.
Yeah.
And it all came to a head on the Capitol building yesterday. And thank God that it wasn't worse than it was.
Yeah.
And that was pretty bad yesterday.
You know, it's nothing better than watching that with somebody that grew up in racism, like real hardcore black and white, you can't use this toilet. So I was at my dad's house when it was happening, right? So we watching it on the thing, and my dad was like, shoot them folks. They would have shot us. Shoot them folks. You just gonna let them take the government over? They would have never let us take the government. Like, you can just see the rage and the understanding of, like, they would never allow us to even get anywhere near that building. My dad was like, if that would have been half of us, they would have shot us, they would have killed us. If it would have been two people, they'd have shot us and killed us.
And that's why it pisses me off when I hear anybody, but especially a 78-year-old white man like Joe Biden, because he's old, he's been around for a long time. When I hear him say things like, this isn't America. This isn't a reflection of America. Yes, Joe, this is exactly who America is, okay? All right, white supremacist groups have carried out the majority of terrorist plots and attacks in this country. White domestic terrorists like Vanilla ISIS have been terrorizing this country for years whenever they feel like they are losing political power or whenever black people gain political influence or financial influence. So knock it off, all right?
Was anybody surprised, though, when this happened yesterday? Because I wasn't surprised. It was terrible. And I was like, what is wrong with these people?
I was surprised.
But I wasn't surprised because Donald Trump's been leading up to this all this time. They've been letting him get away with everything. They've been supporting what he does. People are still voting for him. And these are the people that are his hardcore supporters. Who
did
are these
take
people?
Over the government, though. I was surprised that they were allowed to take over the government like that.
If you were surprised by that yesterday, then you haven't been paying attention.
I was surprised.
I was surprised.
This isn't the first time they stormed federal buildings in this country, state buildings like that in this country. This isn't the first time they've done. They did that last year when they did that. I think it was in Michigan.
Yeah, but not Capitol Hill in D.C. where all the congressmen are. Where they usually have tons of security.
Yeah, but when you have a president that's inciting for this to happen, that is actually saying these are great people and that the election was stolen from him in a landslide, and he's telling people to do these things.
No, I get it,
and by the way, we didn't know what they were going to do, but at least I've been saying on this radio forever that we know this wasn't going to end normally.
I didn't think
we knew that this we knew it wasn't going to be a peaceful transition of power. We knew it wasn't going to end normally. We just didn't know what that not normal was going to look like.
Yeah, but you never.
And to see police officers taking selfies because they are these people.
Yeah, but see, the problem is no matter what they do when they protest out there, there's tons of security, tons of armed guards, tons of people. So, if they have boys on bikes protesting out there, they have armed security. So the fact that they have these terrorists out there and these people that are crazy enough to do this and they have no security, to see the one brother trying to defend himself against I don't even know how many people, that just seems crazy to me that there was no security, no armed guards, no army, no U.S. services, nothing there.
Oh no, they were out there. It's like 2,000 armed security at the Capitol building at any given time. But Envy, you know as well as I do, you know a calculated home invasion when you see one. You know a setup when you see one. You think those people just randomly stormed that building? No, that was an inside job.
That was open the door.
Yes, the security was in. Of course. I guarantee you that'll come out in the future. There were some people that I'm sure they'll be firing in the future that work in the Capitol. That was a well-calculated home invasion.
Well, let's get to front page news.
We know where they're gonna be at what time. We're gonna leave the back door open for y'all. That's what that was.
And let me tell you how to get upstairs and get around. You make a left head and you go right here, and then you just walk right inside.
Come on.
All right, well, front page news, we got more of that, I'm assuming ye.
Of course, yes. And we'll talk about the Democrats taking the Senate as well, and we'll discuss what happened at the Capitol.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. We're only talking about one thing. Let's go, Yee.
Yes, Congress did affirm President-elect Joe Biden in his 2020 election victory, so he should be taking over January 20th. And a pro-Trump mob before that stormed the Capitol and actually delayed the proceedings. The Capitol is secure right now, but there are four people who are dead. One woman was shot in the chest. There were also three medical emergencies that happened. Now, here is Donald Trump and his message to the rioters.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
We love you. We're very special. He's crazy, man. Wow.
He's a terrorist.
He should have been arrested. He's for a slight riot.
Here's Joe Biden's message to Donald Trump.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness, and it must end. Therefore, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
Hey, man, you know, in most countries throughout history, if you try an attempted coup and it doesn't work, like, you get lined up and shot, okay? And since America is no longer operating like a first world country, when are the executions going to start? Like, like yesterday, the National Guard, the military should have detained those people, arrested them.
Locked them up.
Donald Trump. Yes, they should. Donald Trump once said he would give you a mandatory 10 years if you ever did something like that to a federal building or a monument, whatever it is. Give him the 10 years. Because if you don't make an example of those people that did that yesterday, where does it end?
But not only that, like, Donald Trump, where
does it stop?
But Donald Trump as well. He incited a riot. He should be dragged out of that White House and locked up because he incited a riot and a woman died. People were hurt.
Absolutely.
He should be dragged out.
That's why Democrats got to stop that. When they go low, we go high. That's nonsense at this point. I don't think that applies when people go this low. Take the gloves off. Take it to the floor with them. Yes. And start holding people accountable. Because once again, if there's no consequences and repercussions to what happened yesterday, where does it stop?
Well, that's how we got here. There were never any repercussions for anything that Donald Trump did. And so now they're talking about the 25th Amendment. And in that 25th Amendment, they said that you can use that to remove a rogue or incapacitated president. It's a last resort. And Vice President Mike Pence would have to be on board to do that.
Yes, drag his ass out.
Yeah, the next, 13 days, we don't know what's in store because they got so emboldened yesterday, got a slap on the wrist for invading a Capitol building.
That's
what the
crazy.
Hell do you think Vanilla ISIS, Al Cracker, that terrorist group is going to do next if you don't hold them accountable for what they did yesterday? What do you think?
My goodness. All right. That is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Let's talk. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, hey, Breakfast Club. This is Tyler. What's going on?
Tyler, what up, man?
Hey, Tyler.
Get it off your chest.
Hey, man. My heart is real heavy right now, y'all. I mean, I'm a black man, and I'm just, after witnessing all that, I'm truly embarrassed. And I'm like, is this really happening right now? Is this something that hasn't been done in over 200 years, and then it's okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, did y'all see the picture of the little white boy with the podium in his hand or with the monument and all that stuff?
That was not a little white boy. That was a grown ass man. All
sure
right.
Was.
Don't be right. like the, don't be like the media and say things like that. That was a grown ass man.
Right.
Who should have got
that.
Shot.
Yeah, absolutely right. All of them should have been arrested. It was truly un-American. It was actually treason. That's what we witnessed.
It was treason.
It was treason.
They killed traitors in other countries. Execute them.
That's correct. And it was embarrassing, man. And I'm like, how can that happen? Like, y'all really saw that? Like, how do y'all feel about this? Because it just don't make no sense to me. If that was us, it wouldn't have gone down like that. I can tell you that right now.
And Donald Trump needs to be arrested because he is
absolutely.
The person that incited all of this.
He should be dragged out. And those people should have been shot. I'm not even gonna lie. If you invade any building in any country, you get that far. You're getting shot. And no disrespect, that black officer, he held a lot of restraint because I'm surprised he didn't start shooting because the way they was on his ass, there's no way. No way.
Yeah, I don't even know if people realize that the president of the United States endangered the entire Congress yesterday. Like, literally multiple explosive devices were found around the Capitol. What would have happened if every lawmaker in America would have gotten killed yesterday? Like, you
right.
think it couldn't happen? I'm born in Charleston, South Carolina, where one white boy walked in Emanuel AME and killed 9 people. So imagine 5 or 6 of them white boys walking in on the Senate floor and just unloading.
Right.
Like, come on, man. That could have happened yesterday.
Well, their blood is on his hand. A woman did get killed, shot and killed, and 3 people did die from medical emergencies, and I believe that's his fault.
Absolutely. All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Will from Florida, Charlamagne.
Will,
oh, my
what up?
God. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, like I was trying to tell you, I'm wondering if your rhetoric about this isn't going to end well, contributed to it didn't end well. I'm not.
Shut up. I can't even like.
No. I mean, I think a lot of people were saying that it was the writing was on the wall. I don't think.
So this is Charlamagne's fault. So all this is Charlamagne's fault.
I think.
Hold on, let Will talk. This is good. Go, Will.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Charlamagne. I knew you were going to respect, at least follow the logic until it's not logical. Okay. Forever.
Oh,
I agree with you. I always felt like it was going to end well, but I kept my mouth shut okay. just because I didn't want to entice them. I didn't want to give them that energy. Because when you look at black and brown, because we love to say black and brown, by the way, I'm a Hispanic, that came from you know, New York went down to Florida. I won't say New York because you're just going to go Bronx and New York. Florida.
I know. But I would be right too by stating the obvious.
Well, I was born in Manhattan and I grew up in Westchester. But anyway.
Hey, Will.
Anyways, so because I didn't want to give them that extra, because if you were to say Black Lives Matter, of course they're going to do this. Of course they're going to do this. And when they do it, you see? So I kept my mouth shut. And I didn't want to entice these guys in Florida. I didn't want to tell them, hey, you know, you're probably just going to not go easily. You're probably going to go crazy. You love your guns. Well, you're right. I might as well do it. I don't know if that was the smartest move to make.
I'm sure they were listening to the Breakfast Club, the people that were there.
They definitely were listening to the Breakfast Club over the 45th president of the United States of America.
It was all Charlemagne's
fault. The rhetoric here on Charlemagne enticed them more than Donald Trump did.
You enticed them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, get it off your chest.
Steal. I told him to stop the steal.
This is what we're up against.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy? This is Rashid from Brick City, Norton, Jersey.
Rashid, what up, man? Get it off your chest, bro. All
right, good morning, y'all. Man, I just want to talk about how heartbreaking it is that these people broke into this building and it's more shots that is left off in a traffic stop than it was at the Capitol building. Like, this is supposed to be a sacred building for our country, and no law and order, as Trump and his supporters said that they believe in, no law and order was put in place. These people was able to walk in and do whatever they cared and whatever they wanted to do, man. That's just, it's heartbreaking to be a young black man in this country to see that go down, and then on the other side of America to see my black folks being killed for almost close to nothing, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, King. It shouldn't break your heart. And the reason it shouldn't break your heart is because when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. America has shown us who they are since the beginning of time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Period. So, you know, I'm not even gonna hang up this phone and tell you to stay safe. I'm gonna hang up this phone and tell you to stay dangerous. All right? Protect yourself, protect your family. Told y'all a long time ago, owning a legal firearm in America as a black person is a form of self-care. Okay? Go care for yourself today, brother.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, man? It's me, Will, Charleston, South Carolina, talking right now, man.
What's up, brother?
843, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, man. I just want to speak on the situation that just happened. I don't want to get too deep in it. Yes, I do feel like it was fully privileged and very unfair to, you know, both sides. But like I said, I don't want to get deep into it. But as far as 2021, man, I'm expecting greatness. I'm expecting acceptance in everything that I do, man. I'm looking towards the bigger picture, man. So I just want everybody to think positive instead of, you know, thinking negatively towards things, man.
I don't think it's thinking negative, though. I don't think it's thinking negative by knowing that in America we have to protect ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
No, not just
country,
like that.
Minorities just, in this country.
Right, yes, sir. Not just like that. Just but life in general. Just, you know, in everything.
Okay. Well, on the bright side of things, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have won in the Senate, so that's good news.
Absolutely, which is something that set Vanilla ISIS and Al Cracker off yesterday. Because whenever black people are losing political power, or whenever black people gain political influence or financial influence in this country, they wild out like that. Whether it's burning down Black Wall Street, destroying Rosewood, Florida, that's what they do when they start to feel like their grip on this country is being threatened.
Let me ask you a question, though, right? If one person, right, if when they were pushing, trying to get to the building, if one of those cops would have pulled out a gun and shot off one gun, you think they would have still attacked, or you think they would have ran off? I'm just curious. Nah, or if they would have sprayed tear gas, or they would have been shooting rubber bullets, you think they would have continued?
That's a good question. I think they would have continued. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, the
Department nobody
want to
get
Security,
shot now.
No. The Department of Homeland Security has said a long time ago that Al Cracker was the most significant threat likely to happen in this country. Like, the most significant threat was going to come from white supremacists, the most significant terrorist attacks, all of that type of stuff. They've been said that. So I think they would have kept coming, and I think they would have came harder, to be totally honest, which I think they would have came with artillery. I'm surprised they didn't come with artillery yesterday.
Yeah, I was surprised about that, but maybe because you're not, well, they don't care about the laws, but you're definitely not allowed to have a firearm in D.C.
Now, what happens with the Capitol Police who were taking selfies with these terrorists that were inside of the Capitol?
They should be arrested.
They get fired. Everybody, what's happening? Are they getting arrested? What's going on?
They should be fired and arrested. Everybody who was involved in that coup yesterday should be thrown under the jail.
All right.
And the use, and there was definitely video of police removing the barriers also.
And sliding the barriers to the side.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you something. I really wish that we, I really wish the P in a coup wasn't silent, because a coup makes me think of T.I.'s clothing line. I don't like
it. Not, well, just like say coup. Oh, yeah, I guess you have to say a coup. Or, I'm just glad you're saying it right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way,
man, and let's talk about Dr. Dre. While he was in the hospital yesterday suffering from an aneurysm, we'll tell you what happened at his home.
Boy, boy, boy. All right.
People,
we'll get
the same people who lined everybody up at the Capitol lined up Dr. Dre's house.
Nah, because they didn't make it into Dr. Dre's house. They made it in the Capitol, so Dr. Dre's security is serious. All right, we'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the one and only. It's The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Dr. Dre.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, a group of burglars tried to rob Dr. Dre's home as Dr. Dre's in the hospital suffering from an aneurysm. The men were seen at his house around 2 a.m. Security saw them checking it out. They confronted them right away, and security on the property did call the police immediately. The four men did run. Officers caught up with them and took them into custody.
Yeah, those idiots didn't think that one through. Like, what would make them think they could just break into Dr. Dre's house?
Dr. Dre would have stupid security. Right.
Yes. Andre Young does not live like the regular human, you idiots.
But I guess they thought, hey, he's in a hospital. Maybe his whole family's there visiting. But you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, they probably thought, OK, you know, he's not in the house. And they've broken into so many homes, you know, in Cali and in that area that I think they felt like they could get away with it. But or maybe they were like just pacing it to see if they could.
Don't you feel like there's certain people that people shouldn't rob? Like we never should rob Dr. Dre.
Never rob
Jay-Z.
Anyone.
Diddy, it should be certain people you should not rob.
That's where you find the money.
The Capitol building. Certain Capitol buildings you can't just run up in. Okay.
All right, now let's talk about our girl SZA. She is on the cover of the February Cosmopolitan magazine. So congratulations to her. And one thing that she discusses in that interview is being nominated 9 times at the 2018 and 2019 Grammys, but not winning anything. She said, "I'm just a girl from the burbs. I never had dreams of being nominated for a Grammy. I thought I was going to be a gymnast and an effing business accountant somewhere or working at Nike corporate or some ish in Portland. Who knows? But something that involved a power suit. So it's not a heavy burden." So she discusses that. And as we told you before, the Grammys have been postponed until March as of now. So she did release Good Days in December, a track there. And she said the new album is going to be the ish that made me feel something in my hair. She signaled her stomach and her heart. She said that's what's going to go on the album. I'm making all different types of ish every day from different places in my spirit.
I'm
looking forward to
the
SZA album.
Me too, and I'm glad she didn't rush out and just, you know, give us another album after the success of Control. Control was a big album. I'm glad she took her time and, you know, probably created a whole new sound, and I think it's going to be fantastic. And salute to SZA, because she always shows love to Tia Corrine. Tia's from South Carolina. She signed to my guy, Arnold Taylor, so salute to SZA for always showing Tia love.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Bow Wow is crediting Diddy for learning how to... for helping him learn how to become a family. He has different children's mothers now. He did tell us the other day that his son's name is Stone. So, and I saw somebody wrote on social media, Stone Moss, earth science is going to be rough. And he said his mom named him. I did not. But he does have his daughter, Skye, who is 9 years old. And here's what he had to say when he was on The Shade Room about learning from Diddy.
My children's mother, they can call me for anything. No matter what it is, if it's a function going on, they need to get in with their girls, I'm going to set it up, sections done, bam, there it is. And we family, and I think that's important. And I got that from Puff. I learned a lot from Puff. You know, he taught me a lot, being around him, watching how he moves, and I'm always asking him questions, like, how do you do it? How? And, you know, it's a blessing. And it works well when it's like that. So it's family. It's a family affair. And like I said, I love them both. I'm just happy that I got 2 good ones on my side. I'm done after this. No more for Bow.
Why do you have to learn that from Diddy, though? Like, you learned how to take care of your baby mamas? Diddy?
I guess as a role model, he was watching how Diddy manages to navigate having multiple baby mothers and making sure the kids are okay and spending enough time with them, and also making that balance so everybody gets along with each other. He has the kids with each other, and that's just something he saw Diddy do, and it made him and inspired him.
I mean, I guess everybody, you know, gets the inspiration from somewhere, but once again, why you had to learn that from Diddy? There's plenty of brothers out here with multiple baby mamas.
And plenty of them that don't get along.
And maybe that's what he sees. Maybe he's been around Diddy. I'm sure he's been around Diddy and sees how it works. So, yeah, I get it.
We see all the drama going on with Future.
And sometimes you got to remind people, too, you're not Diddy. All right, Diddy's worth $1 billion. All right, Diddy has the means and the resources to make sure everybody gets along. All right?
Yeah, I don't know if it takes money just to make sure that people get along, though. Because the more money you have, the more people want, too. Definitely and some people does. Fight that.
Yeah, but I would say most of these people with all these numerous baby mothers, the biggest argument is usually money.
Finances, yes.
Finances, yeah.
All right, now, in addition to that, Bow Wow is working on a sitcom with his daughter, Shy. And I always see video of Shy dancing with her mom, and they are super cute together. And she's an adorable girl, and we see video of Bow Wow and his daughter as well. So here's what he said about that.
We have something big in the works now. So I know I've been seeing a lot of things. We want to see us doing like a show or a sitcom together. It's coming. It's in the works. I'm probably on the first draft of the script. And the show is amazing. I'm just going to put it that way. But yeah, the Shy and Shad is coming.
Now, our guy Dramos, who's our board op, he was hating earlier. You know what I'm saying?
He said he was excited.
Keep that same energy.
What did he say?
What you said?
I said I was excited.
He said he was excited. Yeah, he just said he was excited.
If there's one thing I was hoping out of 2021, it would be some more Bow Wow content. That's what I was saying. I was excited.
I think that's sarcasm.
That's not sarcasm.
I think that's sarcasm, guys. Voice.
But let me tell you something about that Shad Moss man. That Shad Moss man is talented.
Shad.
All right, you can say a lot of things about, what's his name? Shad, right? Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Shad. Bow Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
He is talented. In front of that camera. I think Bow Wow and his daughter would make an amazing sitcom.
I don't know
what Dramos is talking about.
I just said I was excited. I don't understand. I'm a fan.
He's taking it as sarcasm, but you're being serious.
Yeah, I'm a big Bow Wow fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all know good and well he was not being serious when he said that.
Okay. I believe him.
Yeah, I'm putting words in my mouth. That's not fair.
All right. When your beard starts falling out, we know why.
Whoa.
I'm not envying.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Jeez, y'all get kinky so early in the morning. All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
What you think we're talking about? They stormed the Capitol. We're going to talk about that.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
And I just want to say, with that Chris Brown song, I know we play it all the time, but I still get happy every time I hear it for some reason. I do enjoy it.
Okay, well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about this Capitol building.
Yes, so there was a violent riot at the Capitol from terrorists yesterday, and the Capitol, fortunately, is now secured, but there are four people who are dead. One woman was shot on the grounds of the Capitol in the chest, and then there were three people who suffered medical emergencies. How did all of this start? Well, Donald Trump is saying that he really won the election in a landslide, and he actually encouraged his supporters to go to the Capitol. Listen to this.
We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, and we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give our Republicans the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, yesterday, they did confirm and certify that Joe Biden won the election. And yesterday, Georgians also elected John Ossoff to the U.S. Senate, as well as Raphael Warnock. So they have flipped the Senate. Democrats have flipped the Senate. And that is the first time that they've had a black senator from Georgia and a Jewish one.
That's amazing. Okay. Drop on the clues bombs for those people. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that was also another reason why Vanilla Ice is wild out the way that they did yesterday. Because whenever they feel like they're losing political power, or whenever, you know, black people gain political power or financial influence, Al Cracker acts up. And that's what they did yesterday.
Now, Donald Trump is still saying there will be a smooth transition of power and peaceful. So that's what he's saying right now. But Twitter has suspended Donald Trump's account, and Facebook has blocked his posts. They've had enough of him. They should have been like just barred him from being on both of those platforms, actually. Now he posted, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever. So he's actually proud that these things have happened.
Well, he's a proud boy. So that's what Proud Boy is, always proud for no reason. Listen, all I know is every single one of those members of Vanilla ISIS should have been arrested and sentenced yesterday. In any other country, when there's an attempted coup, people are lined up and shot. Immediate execution. It's treason. America hates traitors. So how come all those folks who raided the Capitol yesterday are not under the jail this morning?
Correct. Wow. Or even locked up. Most of them were not even locked up. They just let go. That's crazy.
Now, from what they're saying is that they are going to be locking a lot of people up after watching the video, and there's so many selfies that people were taking. But we shall see, because I saw selfies being taken with the police. I saw police removing the barriers so people could go inside.
We would never be let go. They would never let us leave. They let those people go home. They walked them out.
They should have detained and arrested them.
Absolutely.
Yesterday. They escorted them out, probably treated them to a nice steak dinner. You know they all got their meat rare. They probably did all of that yesterday, and there was no consequences and no repercussions. And I just wonder what happens next. Because when you're that emboldened, when you can rush the Capitol building and nothing happens to you, what happens next?
Now, according to American Urban Radio Network's White House correspondent, April Ryan, she says that congressional leaders are in the undisclosed location and focusing on the 25th Amendment to get Donald Trump out of office. That 25th Amendment says a president can be removed if he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. And Mike Pence would have to be on board. So they're saying that it has to be either the vice president, either a majority of the president's cabinet or a 2/3 vote of both houses of Congress have to be on board for that to happen. So
I don't know what they're waiting on.
Only a couple weeks left.
Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani said something to the effect of the next 14, 15 days, you get to show America who you are. So they're riling up those mayonnaise flavors.
No, I think he said something about I want to challenge you at war or something like that. He said something wild.
Yeah, for the next 15 days. Yeah. Play that clip real quick.
So over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So let's have trial by combat.
Trial by combat.
Come on, man.
What is
trial by combat? Is a declaration of war. But you know one thing I do like that Rudy Giuliani said? He said that if we're right, a lot of those folks will go to jail. How come that rhetoric doesn't come from the left? How come Joe Biden and those guys don't say things like, yes, we're going to lock Donald Trump's ass up? Something. Like, we have to show that there's consequences and repercussions for these kinds of actions. If not, what's next?
I know what's next. Game of Thrones, bro.
Trial by combat.
And it's crazy because Donald Trump would try to arrest people for peacefully protesting and not doing anything wrong. And he'll have an issue with that. But then he incites a whole entire riot. People get killed. People died at the Capitol. And scot-free.
Trial by combat. Boy, oh, boy.
That's a declaration of war. Trial by combat is a declaration of war. And you're going to leave that in the White House for the next 13 days?
And they call these people patriots. Not terrorists. They're patriots. How does that happen?
That's insane.
Well, that is your front page news.
It happens when you're white.
It happens when you're
a member of a white domestic terrorist organization called Vanilla ISIS. It happens when you're a member of a white domestic terrorist organization called Al Qaeda. Okay, that's what happens.
Trial by combat. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We want you guys to call up and tell us what you think, huh? Both sides. 800-585-1051. Trial by combat. Is that crazy?
I want y'all to vent this morning. However y'all feeling, get it off your chest, man. There's no answers. There's no one person to blame, but we do know one.
There's one person to blame.
This is No. It's not. It's absolutely not. When you got Rudy Giuliani talking like that, when you got Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, the Mike Pences of the world, the media who continue to put fuel on this, it's definitely not one person to blame. It's a whole, whole lot of people that aided and abetted this situation.
You know, if you got on radio and said, hey, let's walk up the Capitol building and trial by combat, you know, they would have locked you up. Or me.
Yeah,
or
they
you.
Would also, they would also find iHeart. It's not just one person to blame in this.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, it's a lot of people aiding and abetting this nonsense.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Call us up now. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I think we all seen what happened yesterday in D.C. where they stormed Capitol Hill. Terrorists stormed Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that white domestic terrorist organization called Al Cracker or Vanilla ISIS, whichever you want to call them.
They stormed Capitol Hill. They did things that you would never even imagine. I mean, hopping fences, breaking windows, sitting in people's desks, going through emails, leaving notes, standing at the podium. I mean, these are things that you'd be like, it can't happen in our America.
Well, they were emboldened and empowered to do those things and encouraged by the president and his family.
Which is crazy. So we're just taking your phone calls, 800-585-1051. We'd love to talk to you. What do you think? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Brian B, South Carolina.
Hey, Brian, what's going on, brother?
South Cac,
what's
happening?
What's going on, man?
What are your thoughts, brother?
Man, Angie Lee, what's going on, baby?
Good morning.
Peace, King.
Man, where can I start? I'm just so tired of these pilgrims doing what they want. Like, I'm so sick and tired of these pilgrims doing exactly what they do. Every single year, it's the same thing. They do what they want, and they get away with it. And it's like... Mm-hmm. It's always an excuse. It's always something, you know?
And them getting away with all of this with no repercussions is why we are where we are right now.
God, free. Like, who trying to go to Best Buy today? Anybody in South Carolina trying to go to Best Buy? If you go in a federal capital building and do what you want, I should be able to get me a PS5 for my cousin and them, you know?
You better not.
They probably don't have any anyway.
They'll shoot you over that PS5 now.
Oh, let's just do what we want, man.
Man.
Hey, man, y'all stay prayed up, man. Be blessed, man. Love what y'all doing. Something already in here. And, yeah, y'all Stumped be cool, up. Man. God bless.
All right, brother. Thank you. King. Hello, who's this?
This is Tay.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts, Mama?
We're talking about this situation from yesterday. That's hard. It was devastating. It was heartbreaking. You know, some of us who had kids, we had to sit down and actually talk to our kids about this type of situation. You know, people say
why is this?
I feel like this is a white man's world. Them people get to do whatever the hell they want to do. Like Charlamagne said, them proper-ass crackers.
Let's call them by their proper name. They are a white domestic terrorist organization called Al Cracker.
Crack-ass crackers with the mob, what they call them, the mob. You know, I don't understand why the president was not even, I don't understand, president or not, that could be anybody else, that could been arrested. You know, you, just like you was, he was the pack, the leader of this little crime that took, this foolishness that took place yesterday. So let's talk about why he not arrested. Let's talk about president or not. Mm-hmm. Anybody would have did that, they would have gunned him down, arrested him, and been ready to, you know, whatever, however. I mean, that's crazy.
And all those people who were participating, y'all look so stupid, okay? Imagine that's one of your coworkers or a boss or whatever that you have at work, and you see them on video at the Capitol being a homegrown terrorist, looking dumb. Y'all look stupid.
Look stupid. And then the guy that took the podium, what is he going to do with that? And how did they just let him walk out with the podium, bro? Like, how? They just let him walk out?
And all you police officers that were there taking selfies, y'all look dumb.
He took a picture on the way out with the podium. What is he going to put that in his garage? I know he ain't got no office. It didn't look like he ain't had no office, but what is he gonna do with it?
I'm just really sick and tired of people saying this is not America.
No, it is.
This is exactly who and what America is. It has been since the beginning of time, people. What are we talking about?
All right.
It's mind-boggling.
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. What were your thoughts? What did you see? How are you feeling? Let's get into This Is America. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call me. Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're opening up the phone lines. We seen terrorist storm Capitol Hill yesterday. So we're asking, what are your thoughts? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
My name Nasir.
Nasir, what's up, brother? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I know who your parents' favorite rapper was growing up.
Yeah, you already know. And yo, I hate to meet y'all on this topic because I get chewed up for my view on politics, and I know y'all already grind me up. So I mean, let's just get into it. But listen, I just feel like we as a people, we in a tit for tat situation where we calling these people thugs and all this stuff. Like they being called patriots because, you know, America, even if it was, like you want to say, you feel me, what you say, Charlamagne, even if it was they people that was doing it, but America was built on stuff like this. If people feel like, and I do too, since Donald Trump went up in every demographic since last election, I feel like it was rigged. I feel like they stole this thing. I'm 23 years old. The last election that was rigged like this was George Bush Jr. and Al Gore. Where they recounted it and flipped the whole thing, and people should have been riding in. So I really feel like this is a whole shift of power. And I saw the lady say like it's a revolution, and I really feel like it's something coming. And like, and the media, the way they call these people patriots, and anytime we get together and do a Black Lives Matter protest, and that's fearless Black people out there. They don't, and fearlessness and fear is like a virus, just like Corona, it's going to spread. So the more, if they don't squash when they see us doing something, if they don't squash it, condemn it, and it spread like that, it, man, it's going to get back to back when they had to do the NFA, back in the day when the Black Panther Party going to come back, all that. They don't want that. So that's why the Proud Boys could do it, but the Black people can't do it, because if the Proud Boys and the Black people was to ever get together, it'd be something major. It'd be something major going against the 1% of the government. And that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel.
You know, listen, but can you not wrong? Like, I mean, whenever they feel like they're losing political power, or whenever Black people gain political influence or financial influence, they wild out like this. You can Google the Black Wall Street Massacre. You can Google the destroying of Rosewood, Florida, whatever it is. This is what they do whenever they feel like they're losing their grip on the country. That's just it.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong.
Yeah. I just feel like at some point, with these people that we look over the table at and don't see, and it's a skin difference, we gotta find the common ground and try, and because we both being oppressed, it's a class system. Like, you know, we all wage slaves. You know what I'm saying? We gotta attack the people who really matter and really got our foot on our neck. And before I get off
my brother,
I've been trying to talk to you. Can you send me a book, man? I'm 23 and I really read, man. Can you send me a book, please?
I got you. I'll send you a copy of my
hold on, brother.
Book, Shook One, Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me Right Now. But I mean, I think it's a misconception that all Republicans are white and all Democrats are Black. Like, when you look at the historic number of people who came out and voted for Joe Biden, it's people of all walks of life. It's Black people, it's white people, it's Latinos, it's Asians. It's just a matter of right and wrong at this point. It's a matter of good and evil at this point. Simple as that.
Right.
And by the way, you got Black people on the evil side too.
All right.
Hey, when I think of white supremacists, though, I think most white supremacists are Republicans.
No, not Republicans. I would say Trump supporters, because that's the other thing. The Republican Party, the conservative party, has been getting mixed up with these evil, vile Trump supporters. I think it's a difference between Trump supporters and most conservatives.
All right.
Right. Well, I don't think that all conservatives are white supremacists, but I do think that most white supremacists are Republican.
No, I think white supremacists are Trump supporters.
Okay. Call us up. Let's talk more. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Raji.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Taraji was discussing on her show not having the words to tell her son that his dad was murdered. Now she is talking with her co-host Tracy and also therapist Sierra Hillsman, and here's what she said.
I didn't know how to tell him that. I couldn't tell him he was murdered. So I told him he died in an accident. Mm-hmm. Later on in life, he found out and he came back to me and was like, why didn't you tell me my daddy was murdered?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then we had to get therapy.
Yeah.
I didn't have the balls.
Mm.
I hid it. Because I read the actual... mm-hmm. It was in the paper. Yeah. And I couldn't... I didn't know how to tell.
It's okay.
He was stabbed to death. It was the worst way we could...
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the words. I didn't know how to tell a 9-year-old.
Man, with Taraji and Tracy are building things over there. What Taraji and Tracy are building over there is incredible. Black people having a safe space just to, you know, sit down and discuss their traumas.
Yeah.
And, you know, sit down and discuss their mental health. That's amazing. Drop on the clues bombs for Tracy and Taraji.
Absolutely.
That show is called Peace of Mind, and it launched last month.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I always catch the replays. I don't know what day it actually comes out. I think Mondays.
Wednesdays, I think. Yeah, Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, now Kanye gave Kim Kardashian 5 2021 Mercedes Maybachs for Christmas. Even though they're allegedly getting divorced, you know, those cars are worth how much, Envy?
Anywhere from, I say, $225 to $250. But since COVID hit, they're not making as many, so it's probably a little more. I don't understand why she would need five. Like five.
Oh, you meant like five different cars.
Five of those cars.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe one for her and one for each of the kids.
2020.
Just different colors, but five of the same cars.
Oh, I thought you were saying like a 5-2020 Mercedes. I was like, what the hell is a 5-2020?
No.
I was like, that's out of my
5-2021 Maybach Mercedes, which I don't understand, but hey.
All right. Well, Kim gave him several James Turrell pieces of artwork also, and she spent over $1 million as well on that. So that's what two of them, they're still gifting each other. They still have kids together. I don't know if they're really getting divorced. These are just rumors at this time.
Those gifts could come from the kids. You know that? Like, you know, like my kids are too small to buy gifts. So you buy gifts for them and be like, hey, this is from Jackson. It could be the same thing. We don't know. We don't know what's going on in their situation.
520.
All right, now.
I think I'd rather have $1,000 a month in haircuts.
Shut up, man. You don't have that choice, man.
Now, another rumor that has started about their alleged divorce is that Kanye West was cheating with Jeffree Star. Jeffree Star is a YouTuber, makeup. He has a cosmetics line. He's the CEO of Jeffree Star Cosmetics. There's no confirmation on this at all. But this all started with Ava Louise. She's a TikToker, and she's the one that was licking the toilet, the COVID challenge where she licked the toilet, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she actually started this whole rumor. Listen to this.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months. This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru, male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
I hope, if that's not true, I hope Kanye sues everybody for this.
But she didn't say a name, though, right? Were the people just assumed? Because she didn't say the,
yeah, she didn't say
his name.
But then Jeffree Star did comment on all of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeffree Star did comment on this. Now, first, somebody named Keemstar reached out to Jeffree Star for a statement based on the allegations that he's hooking up with Kanye West, and then he posted their text conversation. Jeffree, what do I say about these current rumors about you and Kanye? And Jeffree replied, I'm having the best time in Wyoming. Come visit sometime. And then he said, ha, ha, ha. And then there were some old tweets that people started posting. Jeffree Star tweeted at Kanye West, last night was so fun. That was from 2011. And then Jeffree Star responded to Coco and Breezy saying, at Kanye West, guys don't like black lipstick. I think some of us ladies can pull it off. I love blue lipstick. And Jeffree Star replied, well, honestly, Kanye just likes brighter colors so he can see it when it's smeared on his, and this is another word for scrotum, but that was the response.
Oh, they
and
playing. These,
old tweets are coming back up.
I just want the record to show that the source of this is a person who was on goddamn Instagram or whatever, licking toilets.
That is true.
Like, come on, man. Like, if I'm Kanye West, I'm suing everybody that's repeating this rumor because there is absolutely no reason for this to be a story. None. Whatsoever.
All right, well, a source from the Kardashians and from Kanye has said that is not true. These rumors are not true. And they said there's absolutely no truth to Jeffree and Kanye rumors, according to E! News. And that's it. That's the whole response.
I keep telling y'all over and over, this is very dangerous. Everybody should not be allowed to have a voice. And even if they do have a voice, you shouldn't be amplifying their voice. A person that got famous licking toilets literally started this and everybody's running with it. Why?
Because it's entertaining. Because it's a rumor.
Come on, man. That's you're vibrating on such a low energy frequency with that. Like, Jesus Christ.
Now, people on Twitter also are hoping that Kim Kardashian ends up dating Van Jones amidst these divorce rumors. And that became a trending topic as well. So they said because he's a lawyer, she's working on becoming a lawyer. And with the prison reform that they're working on, some people are saying that that would be the perfect matchup.
Can we let them try to work it out and see what happens first before you already just
right,
start?
Right, we don't even know that this is true, that they're getting divorced. Nobody has confirmed this. So.
I don't like this era of anybody can say anything about anyone and it becomes news. Because a lot of this stuff is very, very, very damaging to people. Not only is it damaging to them professionally, it's damaging to them mentally and emotionally. Like, why are we repeating something that a chick who got famous licking toilets on TikTok said? Like, God damn. Is the whole game time?
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donk to?
America.
What type of, what, like, who America?
America?
There's different America. Black America or what we seen yesterday, America? America.
America needs to come to the front of the congregation. We need to have a word with this country.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Trump, please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a devil.
Love down Trump.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 7th goes to America as a staff, record label, country, and mother effing coup. Yes, I said coup and not crew because that's what we witnessed in America yesterday, an attempted coup. Okay, call it what it is because that's what it was. A mayonnaise-flavored mob, the terrorist organization known as Al Cracker, stormed the U.S. Capitol and used violence to stop the lawful certification of the Electoral College vote, all encouraged by the celebrity-in-chief Donald J. Trump. Now, if you're surprised by what happened yesterday, then you simply haven't been paying attention. We all knew this wasn't going to end normally. We just didn't know what not normal was going to look like. Now, there is truly not just one person to blame here. Yes, Donald J. Trump incited this. He's been inciting this for 4 years, but he was aided and abetted by everyone. Okay, other members of the GOP, from Mitch McConnell to Lindsey Graham to Mike Pence, Ted Cruz, all of y'all have been Donald Trump's hoes for the past 4 years. Yeah, it's never too late to do the right thing. So they say, but that's a lie, all right? Lindsey Graham stood on that Senate floor yesterday and said this.
It is over. Joe Biden, I've traveled the world with Joe. I hoped he lost. I prayed he would lose. He won. He's the legitimate president of the United States. I cannot convince people, certain groups, by my words, but I will tell you by my actions that maybe I, among any, above all others in this body, need to say this. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are lawfully elected and will become the president and the vice president of the United States on January the 20th.
Lindsey, if you would have said that immediately after the election, if more of you scared assholes in the GOP would have stood up to your pimp and told the truth that the election wasn't stolen, that the election wasn't compromised, that your, you know, votes mattered, but we lost fair and square. If y'all would have said that, then maybe, just maybe, none of this would have probably happened yesterday. Okay? If you waited until after it was an attempted coup to speak up, then yeah, you're too late. Okay? But it's literally just too many people to blame here. You got Donald Trump Jr. saying this yesterday.
So to those Republicans, you have an opportunity today. You can be a hero or you can be a zero. And the choice is yours, but we are all watching. Choose wisely. If you don't fight in the face of glaring irregularities, statistical impossibilities.
Fight for Trump.
Yeah, they took that literally. You got Rudy Giuliani. He was saying this.
So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So let's have trial by combat.
Trial by combat. All right, trial by combat. Yes, they're ready to fight for Trump, and they're ready to have trial by combat. That's exactly what they did yesterday on the Capitol building. And with all that, Donald Trump still loves them. You heard him say it himself.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. Oh, God. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
Love you. You're very special. Even with rhetoric like that, you have the next president, our next commanding chief, still not telling America the truth about itself. Listen to Joe Biden after all the aftermath yesterday.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Joe Biden, you're 78 years old. You were born in 1942. You know as well as I do that this is exactly who America is. I'm so sick of y'all saying this isn't America. Yes, this is America, and it's always been America. The white privilege, the entitlement, this is how white mayonnaise-flavored mobs have acted since the beginning of time in this country, whenever they feel like they are losing power, okay? Whenever they feel like they are losing political power, whenever black people gain political influence or financial influence. Google Black Wall Street when Al Cracker destroyed the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Google when 200 white men attacked the black community in Rosewood, Florida, killing over 30 black men, women, and children. Joe Biden, you were alive through the Jim Crow South. You were alive during the Civil Rights era. You were alive when JFK got shot, MLK Jr., Malcolm X. If this isn't America, what is? And until people like you acknowledge this is America and it's always been America, this country will never get the reboot it truly needs. What happened with Trump the last 4 years, what happened yesterday on that Capitol building, is what happens when white privilege, white entitlement, and white rage goes unchecked. America, you created that MAGA monster. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Ahmaud Arbery, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Emmett Till, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Breonna Taylor, you wouldn't have these problems. All of those people I just named received the ultimate, severest punishment for nothing. They didn't even commit any crimes. Meanwhile, we saw that terrorist organization known as Al Cracker storm the Capitol building yesterday and nothing happened to them. Donald Trump once tweeted that people who vandalize or damage federal buildings in any of our cities or states will be prosecuted under our recently enacted Statue and Monuments Act, minimum 10 years in prison. Well, lock them up, okay? I tweeted this yesterday, and I repeat it today. In most countries throughout history, if you try a coup and it doesn't work, you get lined up and shot. Since America is no longer operating like a first world country, when do the executions start? At the least, every single one of those members of Vanilla ISIS, every single one of those members of Al Cracker should have gotten that 10-year minimum prison sentence. Instead, they got escorted out and probably treated to a steak dinner. You know they want their meat cooked rare. But the moral of the story is nothing happened to them. If there is no consequences and repercussions to the attempted coup we saw yesterday, then what's next? You have Rudy Giuliani saying there's going to be a trial by combat over the next how many days? I understand that we have a new administration coming in, but I'm not optimistic because votes only change political positions of power. It doesn't change people's hearts. And at the very heart of America is racism, bigotry, and the white rage we saw on full display yesterday. That is what the foundation of America is absolutely built on. And until people are ready to acknowledge that this is America, that those ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice for all only apply to some, then nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Clearly, those rights apply to the white terrorist organizations like the ones we saw storm the Capitol building yesterday. But will they ever truly apply to us? Only God and white Jesus knows. And for the record, we're not asking you to shoot them like you shoot us. Well, I wouldn't mind that either, honestly. But what we are asking is for you to not shoot us like you don't shoot them. Please let Remy Ma give this country that white Jesus is currently ignoring the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. She'll help you out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Yee. This is AP from Vegas.
What's up, AP? What's good?
How you doing? How you doing? Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, DJ Envy. All of y'all, man. Y'all are really cool. I really enjoy listening to y'all every morning. I just had a quick question for you, Ms. Yee. My lady and mm-hmm. I, we've been together for a while, and we have two beautiful young sons. And we really want to, you know, figure out a way to try to create some type of generational wealth, you know, whether that's starting our own company, food truck, going food truck way. We both love to cook. I don't really know where to start, though, you know?
Well, I would say, first of all, start by doing your research, putting together a business plan, seeing what the needs are in the neighborhood where you're planning to do it. How are you going to get the permit? Just figure out what the costs are going to be. How much is it going to be to get the truck? What kind of food is it going to be? Who's going to be the chef? How much is it going to be to get the product? You have to put together that whole entire plan so you know what your estimated costs will be, and then figure out how you're going to get the money to do that. And I will also, if you can, you know, meet somebody else who's done this successfully so that you can actually make sure that you have less of a chance of failure by seeing what other people have done that has worked, that hasn't worked. Try to see if you can get somebody to even, you know, just give you some advice. Even if you can shadow someone that's already doing that right now, I know it might be competitive or whatever, but, you know, a lot of times people are welcome to helping other people start businesses as well. So I would recommend you do that because you want to make sure you really, really do your research.
Absolutely. And Vegas is a pretty big, you know, the food scene out here is pretty crazy. They got the food trucks all over the place. There's a lot of good type of food from all over the world. And thank you. Yeah,
what kind of food are you guys going to do?
I'm thinking maybe there's not very many Jamaican spots out here. You know, there's not very much Jamaican food spots out here. And I'm thinking maybe if we could start up some type of Jamaican food truck, that might be successful, you know?
Right. So yeah, just do the numbers, do the research, figure out what it's going to cost, what you're going to make, how you're going to get those things, figure out what kind of permits you need. It takes a while sometimes to get those permits as well. So make sure you get some information on that so you actually have a time frame and write everything down and put together a whole proposal like you were going to an investor, even if it's just for yourself, so that you can actually get it together and understand, you know, look at other businesses and see how much money they've made, see what the costs are for them, just so you can estimate things for yourself.
Okay, absolutely, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Can I give a quick shout out real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout out my lady, Chelsea. I love you. My two sons, I love them very much. My mama, my sisters, I love all y'all, man. And God bless everybody. I hope everybody's safe throughout this crazy time.
All right,
great.
Thank you.
And I love some Caribbean food and Thai food are my two favorites.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Samson, man.
What's your question for you?
What's up? You sound sad.
I just found out that my girl is cheating on me with my older brother.
Damn.
Wow. So that's still your girl?
No, hell no.
You just said my girl.
But you know what I mean. Either way.
You gotta get used to saying my ex.
Yeah, you're right. But this is my question though. I'm not sure whether if I should like try to sit my brother down and talk to him or if I should just beat his ass, you know?
I mean, who do you think would win?
Oh, I'll that up.
Cause it'll be a problem if you go to beat him and then not only did he do that, but he also beat you up.
Hell no. I'll beat the out that boy.
All right. Well, I would not recommend beating your brother up, but I would definitely have a sit down.
But I mean, how do you think this conversation would even go? Like,
exactly.
How do you even know this is true?
Oh, I saw it on her phone.
What made you look in his phone?
No, I saw it on her phone. I was on her phone.
Okay, so you knew she was cheating on you. And what did the messages say?
I don't even want to repeat them.
We want to know. What did it say? I just want to make sure we can verify this.
It was just basically her like, you know, trying to be sneaky and shit, you know, trying to make sure I didn't
King,
know.
King, stop cursing. Jesus Christ. Oh, you know you can't say all those words on the radio.
Hey, my fault, Charlamagne, my fault. But, you know, I pretty much caught her red-handed and, you know.
But what was she saying? What was being said in these messages? We want to see if this is really red-handed, if you're overreacting.
Oh, no, it was being nasty through the phone, Angela. It was being nasty.
Okay. So what did you say to her?
I pretty much told her, like, you know, how you going to do this to me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my brother, out of all people, my brother, you know?
And what did she say? Your brother your brother knows you know already.
He has to know. There's no way he doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? I just haven't told him yet.
Right. So this whole time, because you definitely told him that you saw the messages and gave him a heads up. So you broke up with her, hopefully, because you still keep calling her your girlfriend. And you still haven't had a talk with your older brother. You got to talk to him. Maybe don't do it in person.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. There's no way. You can't talk about stuff like this through a text message.
I didn't say text. You could call him.
I don't know. I'm probably going to have to see him face to face. I think we're just going to have to fight.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no matter what, that's always going to be your brother. Is he known for doing stuff like this?
No, that's the thing. That's what really, like, blows my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Just so you know, this happened in the Jackson family.
Woo!
Was it Randy Jackson and Jermaine Jackson? I don't know. We got to look at this up. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Yes, Jermaine Jackson stole Randy Jackson's girlfriend and then married her or something like that. What if they get married?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I don't really care about it no more. I'm more concerned that it's my brother that did this.
Yeah, your relationship with your brother.
Is he older than you?
It seems like he's older, yes.
Yeah, it's my older brother.
I was just going to say it's kind of his fault. You keep referring to a man as your big brother and you the little brother. She want the bigger brother. Step your penis game up, sir.
Oh, Charlamagne, I know he was not trying to come at me right now.
Whatever, little brother.
I think you need to break your older brother.
God damn it.
He's already mad. All right, well, we wish you luck, but I would recommend that you just kind of maybe not really mess with your brother right now and until you can get in a better space yourself.
Yeah, probably.
All right, you're going to beat his ass. Good luck.
Tell big brother the street said hello.
Do your push-ups.
Oh, you, Charlamagne.
All right, little brother.
All right,
well, don't threaten Charlamagne with a good time. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and we are going to talk about Future and child support. Now, one of his children's mothers is planning to subpoena and try to get some more money. We'll tell you what he's paying now and what she wants.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk E-40 and Too Short.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Yes, so E-40 and Too Short joined us on Lip Service, and they were talking about this Mount Westmore album. That's the supergroup they put together with Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. Now, what are their group text messages like? Well, here is what E-40 and Too Short had to say about communicating with Snoop Dogg.
E-40 started a group text, and Snoop said he'd been saving the transcript. That shit reads like a motherfucking movie.
When Snoop talk, I don't know if y'all know how Snoop get down. He just sent a video of him talking to you.
Middle of the night ideas and shit, man. You know what I'm thinking, man?
Wow.
When it was like silent and everything was going down, and we started actually recording music, which was happening really, really fast because everybody only got to do one verse. I mean, it was making a song every day. More than a song a day. And then it was never really like, oh, let's be a group. It was like, let's join forces and start like a bunch of businesses. What can we do?
That's actually not a bad idea in a group text message. Like if you're working on something, to send video messages, because then you could probably use that if you ever do a documentary or something like that.
Yeah, that's
so
dope.
I'm not mad at that. Now, another thing that Too Short talked about was obviously he's very short and he's dated women who are taller than him. And he actually has a booster that he uses when he has sex.
I dated a stripper in Las Vegas who was the tallest girl in her club. She was literally like 6'4 on heels. But then I figured out all this little shit. Like I had this little booster thing because she was like taller. It looked like a little stool I had in the room.
Yes.
And I would get up on that stool and it would be just the right place. She was like, little, you get down.
Have you guys ever dated anybody taller than you?
I'm sure Charlamagne has.
Listen, I'm 5'6", 5'7". Truth be told, my whole life, taller women have always been attracted to me. I don't know what it is. Like, literally, when I was active in these streets, you know what I'm saying? Before I put that jersey in the Raptors, all my women were taller than me. Like, extremely taller than me. Like, 5'11".
Bro, that's not that hard.
6'2", 6'3", in heels.
Because anything on your size or small is a little person. So it's not that difficult to be taller than you, bro.
And I've never done the booster move, but I absolutely do the tippy toes. I would. I'm not even lying. When I from the back, I absolutely do the tippy toes. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's like a ballet move. I can picture that. Now, I've never dated anybody that is shorter than me, but I'm only 5'3", so, you know. That's all right, now, Discovery Plus is launching a 90-Day Fiancé spinoff game show. It's called Love Games. Y'all know I'm a big fan of 90-Day Fiancé, and they have all kinds of spinoffs. Well, this is something new coming. It's an elimination-style game show with three preliminary rounds of questions before culminating in a finale where your favorite couples compete against each other to win the 90-Day Championship Trophy. They are not playing with this 90-Day Fiancé. They are going to milk this with every single one of their guests as long as they can. I know y'all don't watch the show, but it's very entertaining if you ever have a chance to binge watch anything. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Eliza Rain is one of Future's children's mothers, and she is trying to get some Wells Fargo records from the bank because she says that he's hiding money. Now, she was trying to get $53,000 a month in child support. He presented her a counteroffer of $1,000 a month, and now she wants to get a hold of his bank records. So back in September, a judge recommended that Future pay $3,200 a month in child support, but according to his accountant, they're saying that he only makes $30,000 a month. So we'll see how all of this plays out. How many kids does Future have?
I don't know, but you said that like you playing a black. You said like you playing a black trivia game.
How many kids does Future have?
I'm not sure.
How many kids does Future have?
I'll go with 5.
I have no idea.
All right, now Future tweeted out, everyone had an option and a plan. Then they have every excuse in the world when they fail. Love yourself more, 2021. Leave me out of the convo, 2021, and see how far you can get. Love yourself. So, not sure what's going on with that. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
Yes, and listen, I want to salute one of our fearless leaders, Queen Tamika Mallory. Pre-order her book, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. It's out May 11th, 2021, but you can pre-order now wherever you pre-order books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, everywhere. So go support our fearless leader, Miss Tamika Mallory, with her upcoming book, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built.
All right. Well, let's get into the mix. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right.
Good morning.
Now, so let me just ask you guys a question. You guys are definitely not taking the vaccine, or are you still on the fence, or what are your thoughts?
Well, it's not even an option right now, so I'm just going to wait and see how it's going.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I laughed at Charlamagne yesterday because Charlamagne's OG, homie at the Chevy dealer, told Charlamagne that people can...
At the Chevy dealership.
That people can...
He said,
go ahead.
Take the vaccine in Jersey. He said you can take the vaccine in Jersey because they got so much of it that if they don't distribute it, it's gonna spoil anyway. And he was like, you can get it.
I don't... Yeah, and Charlamagne, you know what? OG was right. I'm sorry for laughing at you. OG at the Chevy dealership had his information right. I don't know who he knows on the inside, but he's absolutely right. You can actually...
You got the vaccine? You can sign up for it.
You can sign up for it, and Charlamagne is right. Because they don't want it to go away, they are distributing the vaccine to people, not just elderly people and people that work, essential workers, healthcare workers. Yeah. He was absolutely right.
Wait, so you can just show up at 1 a.m. and get the vaccine?
No, I said you have... I didn't get that.
Just show
that's
up.
What he said.
It is a 1 a.m. situation. They say you got to go get it early in the morning. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, but I just signed up for it. So your homie was right.
But you can't just show up and get it. You can pre-register, right?
I'm not telling you because I don't know. I need to get mine first. Yeah, but you can pre-register. Absolutely. But you can pre-register.
I don't think you could just show up.
Now, I also heard the vaccine, the COVID vaccine adds 3 inches to your penis.
Really?
Well, I don't have one. It's like my sauce. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Now, who told you that? Did the Chevy dealer guy tell you that too?
No. Showed him. No. I saw this on the internet somewhere.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember.
If it don't come from the dude that work at Chevy, I ain't messing with you, bro.
A change is a change. Whether it's an oil change or a changing penis size.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, yes. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
A positive note is simply this, man. I want everybody to get out of their own head in 2021, okay? For example, stop thinking that you are ugly. You are ugly, but stop thinking about it. Just get out of your own head.
Okay.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.